dear sisters and brothers in Christ, do this in memory of me. These words, taken from the familiar words of Scripture, which the priest repeats at every Mass, are the theme of this year's Archbishop's Annual Appeal. When Jesus says, "Do this in memory of me," he not only commands us to celebrate the Eucharist, but also commissions us to serve, to take action. I was fortunate to see the original Da Vinci painting of the Last Supper in Milan, Italy. To be sure, there are many beautiful renditions of the Last Supper in our Catholic artistic tradition. The ones that always capture my imagination, though, are those that depict what happened at the end of the meal. Jesus kneeling at the feet of his apostles and washing their feet. The profound reality is that by this gesture, Jesus forever links the Eucharist with service. Christianity is not theoretical, but practical. It is not only about believing, but also doing. When Jesus says, "Do this," he commands action. In other words, we not only are Christians, we must act like Christians. We should not only contemplate Jesus, but also imitate him. Mother Teresa was famous for her service to the poorest of the poor in Calcutta, in India. But she once corrected a reporter saying, "Some people mistake our work as our vocation. Our vocation is the love of Jesus." Of course, both are important, the loving communion we have with Christ and what we do because of that love. Our identity and our ministry are always intertwined. For all of us Catholics, the spiritual fuel to do this work is the same. It is the Eucharist. One of George's most celebrated authors, Flannery O'Connor, was once at a dinner party with other literary luminaries of the day who were discussing the Eucharist as a wonderful, powerful symbol. She responded sharply, saying she would reject it if it was only a symbol. When she reflected on it later, she commented, "The Eucharist is the center of existence for me. All the rest of life is expendable." As you know, the entire church in the United States is in the first year of a 3-year Eucharistic revival. Why did the bishops decide to do this? In part, to renew our Catholic belief in the real presence of Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Overall, the revival is meant to integrate our identity as Catholics around the Eucharist. In the Gospel today, we see that Jesus is concerned not with appearances, but with realities. Of course, he condemns murder, but he also condemns the hateful heart that leads to violence. When he says, "Your holiness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, he is essentially saying we have to go beyond following laws. We need to align our hearts with the author of those laws. No one likes to pick up a nice, shiny apple, then, after biting into it, only to find it mushy and mealy. And that's what the Lord wants for us, that our inside matches our outside, that our heart and actions are aligned. This is the meaning of personal integrity, of holiness. During our annual appeal, of course, I am asking for financial support so that we can continue the work of Christ throughout our archdiocese. But I am far more interested in where that gift comes from a heart nourished by the Eucharist and eager to do the work of God. My concern is not with your pledge, but with your soul. As your spiritual father, I love you, and I want you to thrive, both now and in eternity. Those old enough to remember the Latin Mass will be familiar with the words, "Itai missa est," which in English means go. You are sent forth. I've been in a few churches where pastors have put signs at the exits that say, "You are now entering mission territory." With that in mind, I would like to challenge you to let the Spirit lead you into a deeper service in your parish and in the world. I encourage you not only to be creative and innovative in new projects and programs, but also to be humble and faithful to ordinary, day-to-day ministries. I end with words of gratitude to the more than 1 million Catholics that make the Archdiocese of Atlanta one of the most vibrant dioceses in the country. Thank you. Thank you to those who organize youth ministry trips, to those who straighten up the hymnals in the pews after Mass, to those who teach our kindergartners and preschoolers to love Jesus, to those who bring Christ's hope to those in prison, to those who maintain our parish websites, to those who lead small faith groups and Bible study groups, to those who bring meals to needy families in the community, to our priests who hear our confessions, to our deacons who spend late nights preparing homilies, to consecrated women who hold the hands of the poor and the dying, and to all of you who are involved in every conceivable ministry and serve one another without even being asked. Thank you. I thank you. Our church thanks you. The Lord thanks you. Every time you serve, no matter how big or small the task, you kneel with the Lord, washing the feet of others. You are truly strengthened by the Eucharist. obeying his command to do this in memory of me. May the Lord grant you his peace. Amen.